This is your Words of Hope for May 16, 2019. I like to accomplish things. I'm a big list maker. Whether it's a New Year's resolution or just something I want to get done that day, it makes me feel good to be able to mark off something from my list. I feel good. I feel like I can go to bed happy and satisfied. In today's devotional, we consider how the truth is that all our accomplishments, big and small, depend on God's work in our lives. And we realize that this is a good thing, because without God, our lives would not amount to very much.
Today's episode is brought to you by Words of Hope's ministry partner in Albania. The Albanian team translate and adapt this devotional, which is the only daily devotional material in Albania. For more information about how you can support this ministry, visit woh.org.
The title of today's devotional is The Lord is My Banner, and was written by Ben Van Aragon. As always, we begin with Scripture. Today we continue to walk through the book of Exodus. We're going to read chapter 17, verses 8 through 16. Then Amalek came and fought with Israel at Rephidim. So Moses said to Joshua, "Choose for us men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand." So Joshua did as Moses told him and fought with Amalek, while Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Whenever Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed. And whenever he lowered his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands grew weary. So they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it, while Aaron and Hur held up his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side. So his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua overwhelmed Amalek and his people with the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Write this as a memorial in the book, and recite it in the ears of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven." And Moses built an altar and called the name of it, "The Lord is my banner," saying, "The hand upon the throne of the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation." During the Exodus, the Israelites mark significant milestones with enduring reminders. One such milestone is their first military battle. What is striking about this battle is that the Israelites can take no credit for their victory. It's clear that the people's strength is really the Lord's strength. Even Moses, whose only job is to hold up his arms, cannot do it alone. It is therefore fitting that this simple stone altar Moses erects bears the name, "The Lord is my banner." It's human nature to minimize our limitations and take credit for our accomplishments. Yet, if we're honest, we recognize the countless ways in which we're dependent on God. When we look back, we see the numerous times our victories were really God's victories. There's great value in remembering our times of struggle and the prayers we prayed. It's a faith discipline to record the way that God answered those prayers. It's an admission neither of defeat nor weakness to claim the Lord as your banner. He is, as the Apostle Paul writes, able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. When we remember God's past faithfulness, we anticipate God's future intervention. Let Him be your banner. When you pray today, confess to God your need for God to come and inhabit all aspects of your life. My prayer for you is that you will use your life to point to the redemption and love of Jesus Christ. Today's devotional was written by Ben Van Aragon. I'm your host, Adam Navis, and I also produced today's show. Christy Prinz is the executive director for All Words of Hope Media. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, visit woh.org. For questions, comments, or prayer requests, you can email devotional@woh.org. Please join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.